as a touring performer, you know, you have a lot of time on the road. So it's this weird vagabond lifestyle, but you get to live according to your conscience.
Double jointed, triple thread. I'm not some method actress trying to see my descent. You're gonna have to play the tape backwards. Save that breath for choir practice. Got no time for my detractors. Standing on
my name is Dessa, and I'm a writer and a musician, living half time in Minneapolis and half time in Manhattan. For me, it was the frustrated aspirations of a writer that led to stage performance as a poet. And then, having worked as a poet for a while, got to meet members of the Minneapolis hip-hop community. And that was how I found my way on stage as a rapper and a singer.
You can't be too broke to break. As a woman, always something left to take. So you shouldn't try to stay too late or talk to strangers. Look too long, go too far out of range, cause angels can't watch. Everybody
in writing a hip-hop song, you have so many words, more words than you'd usually be allotted in a folk or a pop songs.
By putting half the world off limits.
I think part of the initial appeal was you really did have the space, the room, and the ink to do a performed essay.
We don't say go out and be brave. Now we say be careful, stay safe. In any given instance, that don't hurt. It sinks in like stilettos and soft earth, like the big wind.
My new CD is called Chime, and I released it on Doomtree Records. Doomtree is the hip hop collective that I've been a part of since almost the very beginning of my rap career. On this record, I think it's the first time that I've been able to combine a lot of my musical interests. Soaring choral harmonies, aggressive rap bangers, and pop tunes. The music that I'm most interested in making doesn't lend itself immediately to easy categorization. I recently did have my first piece published in the New York Times. That was a really sweet call to make to my mom after years of supporting my underground independent hip hop. And I wrote my first hardcover book this year. It's called My Own Devices. It's full of true short stories. I wrote a lot about those years on the road with Doomtree and also about some of the ways that a mind can daydream while it's in transit to the next show, which is essentially most tours, sitting in the van waiting to get somewhere. So that gives a writer like me a lot of opportunity to muse on philosophy, science, and family relationships too.
Tonight is her book tour debut. Give it up for Dessa.
I am a songwriter who makes her living writing torch songs. I'm able to do that well because I'm naturally melancholic and also because of unresolved feelings for a former romantic partner. If I were to find myself in a state of unchecked, protracted joy, I'd either have to re-career or take a lengthy sabbatical to acquire the skill set necessary for a new mode of self-expression.
The big themes that I've always been interested in are love and loss and how to find some communion in the tornado of sensory perceptions that we're subject to for most of our lives. Looking for ways to feel connected and looking for ways to feel like our decisions and our thoughts and actions matter.